More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut. We have a migrant crisis in New York City to discuss the latest on that and how it is becoming a major political issue. We also have residents of Mexico City in Mexico who are upset at all of the Americans who are showing up in Mexico City and speaking English. Good heavens. Look at that. Isn't that interesting? And we'll also discuss Fauci's latest on masks and some of the mask policies that are popping up across the country. It is insane. It is lunacy. You know it. I know it. But they aren't done with it. So we shall discuss. But first, let's start with this New York Times piece. New York's migrant crisis is growing, and so are Democrats' anxieties. Isn't this fascinating? I think this is one of the most important stories in American politics, certainly of the Biden administration. Let's take a step back for a moment. Let's just put this into a little historical context. For many years, certainly stretching back, I would say, to the era of Bush Gore. I mean, so you're talking about 20 some odd years ago now, 23 years ago. The basic storyline from Democrats has been, we are a nation of immigrants. And as some are pointing out these days, well, actually, we're a nation of Americans. We're a nation of immigrants, they say. And that immigrants have no downside, illegal immigrants, that is, have no downside at all to their presence here. They make this country better. They make us richer. They make us safer. They do the work that other Americans won't do. They're more law-abiding. All of that stuff. And yet, when you actually have a concentration of newly arrived illegals in New York City, and I know they're asylum seekers, but if you listen to me enough, you know that's a scam. They're not actually seeking asylum. That's just the ruse they are using to, after entering illegal into the country, to continue to stay in the country in violation of U.S. law. Because they're not going to show up for their hearings and they're not actually going to get asylum and then they're just going to stay. So we were told, though, this wasn't a problem. It is a problem, and it's a problem for New York City. It is stretching the city's budgets. It is stretching the safety net. It is creating enormous challenges, enormous problems for New York. And there are some Democrats who are realizing, uh-oh, this could be a problem. Here you go. Both parties caution that the reality on the ground where 2,900 migrants arrived just last week is shifting too quickly for them to know exactly where the battle lines will be by next fall, when voters will also be weighing abortion rights and criminal trials of former President Trump, currently the leading Republican candidate. So they're basically saying, you know, look, we don't know what's going to happen in a year, but we're a little worried. They keep going. Republicans have been using fears about immigrants pouring across the borders for years with only mixed success. But everybody understands this is a potential liability, according to a Democrat consultant here who worked on the Democrat campaign cycles of last year. So it's a political liability. Why is it a political liability? Why isn't this just fantastic? Isn't this what they wanted? They're sanctuary cities. New York City is a sanctuary city. They want illegals to be there. So what's the problem? Oh, you mean illegals cost a lot of money to the taxpayer? You mean there is a budgetary problem that comes from illegal immigration? Right. Right. This is not a surprise to you. It's not a surprise to me. But for some Democrats, it clearly is, if not a surprise, an issue that they are hoping to not have to deal with in the election. They've been lying to you for years. That's the bottom line. That's the important part of this to remember. They've been lying to you, saying that there's no downside to illegal immigration. Of course there is. And that's not even just that. That's a analysis of the numbers, of the dollars that go into this. Let's look at the reality of what it means culturally to the country and for our rule of law. If people are coming from all over the world and their first act on U.S. soil is to violate U.S. law, why should we think that they're going to be in any way law-abiding going forward and assimilate culturally going forward? I mean, some of them will, certainly, but why should we assume? Why have a legal immigration process if illegal immigration is going to continue at this rate? What's the point? And these are the questions that you have to ask, you have to look at. And it's interesting because in Mexico, they have no problem telling foreigners who are in the country legally, I might add, that they're not wanted. They're not wanted. That's another part of this immigration story you don't hear enough about. Mexicans are very quick to push Central Americans out of their country. And they don't want them coming in, staying in there. Oh, they're not educated enough. They're too poor. They don't contribute to the economy. Mexico is very quick to push Central Americans from, particularly from the countries like El Salvador, although El Salvador's migration issues have changed a lot because they've made it a safe country. Thank you, Bukele. But Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, those countries, they don't mind kicking out those people. They have no problem doing that in Mexico. We'll talk about this in a second. Look, there's a lot going on these days behind the scenes in the economy that's troubling. And there are people that say, sure, there's not a super high chance of a major recession, but maybe that means that we're going to get caught unaware. That could happen. And in times of real turmoil, gold emerges as a standard of stability. Look at all the money that's being printed right now. You will appreciate owning gold, real gold, I think, once you get started with the Oxford Gold Group. Gold is good, it's solid, and it's a commodity that has value over time. History has proven that gold is a store of value. The Oxford Gold Group makes it simple to understand why having possession, physical possession of gold, is a good idea. Have your gold coins in a safe place in your home. It's an empowering sensation. Since I started with the Oxford Gold Group years ago, I'm telling you, I have found them to be precise, prescient, and an excellent partner in building up my gold reserves. Call the Oxford Gold Group. It's who I use. It's who I trust. 833-430-BUCK. 833-430-2825. They make it easy. They've been at this a long time. They can arrange for easy, discreet delivery to your home. Oxford Gold Group, 833-430-BUCK. Please give them a call. I think this story is hilarious, honestly. Mexico City residents angered by influx of Americans speaking English and gentrifying the area. This is a Los Angeles Times report that Mexican locals are fed up with all the Americans coming in from California, both just visiting and then living in the country in some cases. And they've put up flyers in Mexico City. These flyers are being reported on now. The flyers say, new to the city, working remotely, you're an effing plague, and the locals effing hate you. Leave. Wow. It talks about how Mexico City has residents who are upset about what they call a new wave of imperialism. You know what the new wave of imperialism is? Coffee shops and Pilates studios. You know, it's because they prefer it just to be like, you know, this is what it says. They prefer their taquerias and little corner stores. Also, English is becoming more widely spoken in Mexico City, in Mexico City, to which I want to say, isn't that a good thing? Aren't we all supposed to be polyglots? Aren't we all supposed to be excited about multiple languages? Oh, in America, if you say you think everyone should speak English, which I do. I think if you're going to be in this country, I think English should be the national language of America officially. I think it is certainly de facto our language, and it should be the language and the only language of all government communications, of all, you know, the official language of the United States should be English. It should be what is taught in school. That is it. That is it. Maybe I'm kind of hardcore on this issue. I don't know why this is a surprise when other people hear this stuff, but English should be the language of the American people so that people from all over the world, you know, we have people from all over the world, immigrants from all over the world, people born here can become Americans through our shared cultural experience and heritage. And language is a central part of that, a central part of that equation. So I just think it's funny that Mexico City is upset about all the Americans who are showing up here and saying, you know, they don't like this. They don't like this. Well, interesting. Other countries are allowed to have borders. You notice this? And other countries are allowed to have cultural pride. And they're allowed to say, if you're going to come here, you got to be one of us. You got to become one of us as much as you can. We don't take that approach in this country anymore. You know, now it's, oh, speak whatever language you want. I think in New York City, I can't even tell you, the ballots for elections are printed in dozens of languages. Dozens of languages. And I honestly believe if you can't read and speak English, I don't want you voting in an election that affects me as an American. You should be able to read and speak English. It is very straightforward. It should be the national language. All government communications, everything. What? Because then you say, well, you look at New York City, I can't even tell you all the languages they have the ballots printed in there. I mean, I literally look at it and I've actually studied a number of different foreign languages. I don't even know what that is. That's not good. It's not the way it's supposed to be. Oh, but, you know, the left, they'll stay on this. They'll, oh, you should have all the languages in the ballots. Really? How do you feel about those illegal migrants, you know, living up on Central Park West these days, huh, libs? How do you feel about that? Oh, we think it's great. No, you don't. Obviously, they're such frauds. They're such frauds. It's funny, isn't it? Not really. It's kind of funny. MyPillow's team has a great sale going on with an everyday item for your home. Their popular six-piece towel set is back in stock and back on sale. Towel set is made with USA cotton, as absorbent as you want your towels to be, and as soft as the best USA cotton can be. The set comes with two bath, two hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retailing for $79.98. Right now, you can get this set at 50% off, just $39.99, with my name, Buck, as the promo code at MyPillow.com. Upgrade and update the towels in your home with this great value. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square to get 50% off this six-piece towel set. Enter promo code Buck. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special square, 50% off this six-piece towel set. Enter promo code Buck when you go to MyPillow.com. All right, my friends. And then there's this, the Fauci, Dr. Fauci. He is back. He is telling everybody to mask up. Oh, the masks work on an individual level, but they don't work on a group level. Think about that. Imagine if I told you that the vaccines don't work for millions of people, but they do work for individuals. That's what Fauci has said about masks. It's so stupid, it's not even wrong. It's like untruth, or it's super wrong. I can't even put into words how absurd this position is that he takes. But I like this. Fauci should be exposed. He's a cruel, vindictive narcissist. His own ego and desire to be important and to be loved by the idiot libs is the reason why he won't change his mind on any of this. He could, right now there are school districts that are starting to say that we're going to bring masks back for periods of time. It's already happening. They're going to mask up kids. Fauci could end this tomorrow. He could say, guys, I looked at the data. I was wrong. Masks do absolutely nothing, because the Cochrane study shows that masks do absolutely nothing. But Fauci won't say that. Instead, he says this.
There is a perception out there by many, how many I don't know, that they don't work and that the data concludes that they didn't work in the first go round. Respond to that on masks.
Yeah, well, that's not so. I mean, when you're talking about at the population level, that the data are less strong than knowing that if you look on a situation as an individual protecting themselves or protecting them from spreading it, there's no doubt that masks work. Different studies give different percentages of advantage of wearing it. But there's no doubt that the weight of the studies, and there have been many studies, indicate the benefit of wearing masks.
Yep, it works on an individual level. You got to understand that on an individual level. No, that's absolute crap. And we all know it's crap. But the libs are going to start doing this stuff again. They're going to start pushing this nonsense. We have to push back. We have to maintain some ground of sanity here. I was right all along about masks. Those of you who've listened to me for years know this. I was so anti-mask so early that conservatives who are now very anti-mask thought that I was a little crazy. I mean, I was sitting down with people refusing to put a mask on at dinner in April of 2020. Okay, I was like, this is idiotic. April of 2020. People can confirm that. And yet here we are being told, oh, masks are good for you. It's lunacy. But it's lunacy we have to fight, and we will do so. Thanks for hanging, team. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.